Sometimes Christians lose sight of what's most important, and we get distracted by the things of the world. Hi, I'm Stephen Street, Executive Pastor at Fraser Church, and welcome to Fraser 365. It's our hope for you that in this devotional series, you'll be brought back to the one true center of our faith, just Jesus. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 16 of Just Jesus, the Promised Messiah. Today's devotion is titled, A Light for the Nations. Gregory Palamas once wrote, "The light of Christ illumines all." Our text for today is from Isaiah 49, verses 5 through 7. "And now the Lord says, He who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and that Israel might be gathered to him, for I am honored in the eyes of the Lord, and my God has become my strength. He says, It is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to bring back the preserved of Israel. I will make you as a light for the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and his Holy One, to one deeply despised, abhorred by the nation, the servant of rulers. Kings shall see and arise, princes, and they shall prostrate themselves because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you." Isaiah chapter 49, verses 5 through 7 conveys a powerful message about the mission and significance of the servant of the Lord, often interpreted as a reference to Israel and the coming Messiah. In this passage, the servant is portrayed as one chosen by God, called to bring Jacob, Israel, back to him and to be a light to the nations. The servant will not only restore the people of Israel, but also extend God's salvation to the ends of the earth, highlighting the inclusivity of God's plan. Additionally, these verses emphasize God's unwavering support and the honor bestowed upon the servant. Despite facing rejection and scorn from the world, the servant is assured of God's presence and vindication. This passage emphasizes that true honor comes from God rather than human approval, revealing that those who trust in Him will ultimately be recognized and exalted. This message should encourage faithfulness in the face of adversity, while affirming God's ultimate plan for redemption and offering hope to all humanity. Andrew Davis summarizes today's scripture by declaring, "This is one of the greatest missionary chapters in the Bible, for it takes us into the secret counsels of the triune God for the extension of the glory of Christ to the ends of the earth. Here, we are privy to an immeasurably deep conversation between the Father and the Son concerning Jesus' glorious mission on earth. Here, God the Father tells the Son that it is insufficient glory for Him to be merely the Savior of the Jews. God did not send His only begotten Son into the world to save Israel alone. But God has commanded Jesus Christ to be also the light for the Gentiles, that He may bring His salvation to the ends of the earth. So, at present, the glory of Jesus Christ is great. He sits at the right hand of God the Father. But there are, as yet, many elect peoples from unreached nations who have not heard of His fame or seen His glory, and that is intolerable. God wills that Jesus be a light for people from every nation on the face of the earth. God wills far greater glory than Christ presently has. Verses 5 through 7 address the glory of Christ in bringing the salvation of God to the ends of the earth. Jesus was sent to bring back Jacob to God so that Israel might be gathered to him. But the Father has declared for all time that that alone is not weighty enough, literally too light a thing. The Hebrew word for glory means something massive. So it is insufficiently glorious for Jesus to be merely Savior for Israel. God has ordained that Jesus also be a light for the Gentile nations so that he may be the salvation of the ends of the earth. That's from verse 6. So God will see to it that the one who was despised and abhorred by his own people, the Jews, called the servant of kings, would be in the end so honored that kings see him and rise out of their thrones to pay him homage, bowing down to worship him. Jesus is the light of the world. You can see John 8, verse 12. Jesus guides lost humanity out of spiritual darkness by being the light and the pathway of salvation and restoration back to God. By following Jesus, anyone can find freedom from spiritual darkness by receiving the light of life. Some questions to consider. How does the servant of the Lord in these verses depict Jesus Christ? What do verses 5 and 6 convey about God's intention for the world? And finally, in what ways has Christ been the light for your darkness? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.